How about you, Pascal? Do you have any questions?
Not at the moment. I probably will in a while, but not today.
Okay,
At least not
okay.
now.
Yeah, very good. Holly?
Well, I did a coaching this past weekend. It's glo she's Global Options, and she can't decide on what to do in her business on a daily basis. And as I'm coaching her, every time I try to direct her towards talking about a detail, it was like she would jump to something. She kept jumping to something else. So she's doing a problem in front of me. So my question is, how do I pin her down? Or
Well, so she does options and she's global and she has a hard time deciding what to do in her business on a daily basis, right? And so and she does her problem in front of you. So what she doesn't want is to go into details. Is that correct?
I think so.
Okay. So have you given her that feedback?
No.
Okay. So that would be the first thing that I would do. Because otherwise you are that's the whole thing with if we don't give any feedback to our client of do you notice that this is what you're doing? Then we become the responsible party for getting someone into details. So,
It's a lot of work too.
yeah, it's tiring. And you're most likely you're not gonna get anywhere.
Well, I didn't. So thank you.
So giving feedback, making your client responsible by helping them to step back from what it is that they're doing. And then they can make a choice if they want to change that or not.
Okay.
So,
Thank you.
yeah, you're very welcome. I actually yesterday had a client and she asked me. She had a client who was internally referenced, mismatching, and all or nothing. And she had a problem. It was something that seemed pretty simple. Going into her house, and she has to clean first without, and so she doesn't relax. And so what she wanted was relaxing and the coach was working really, really hard and fed back like, okay, so is it might this be a pattern, all or nothing? But anything that the client that she said to the client, she was mismatching and highly internally referenced. And so she asked me, what is it, what do you do in that case? And so like I said, so those are really extreme meta programs that she's running, and asked her a little bit detail to kind of let me know what she, how she kind of assessed that, and then it's just like, okay, how are you gonna follow your client's energy first? So if someone's very internally referenced, what are you gonna do? So that if someone's internally referenced, ask them, what do you think? Or what is so that they can make the decision for themselves. All you do is feedback the information. This is specifically what I'm hearing. What do you think it is? And then you can give them a list of cognitive distortions to go through, and you can explain it, but then you give you 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 follow the meta program of your client. And if that meta program is really stopping them, then you want to kind of give feedback. But she wasn't ready, also because of the mismatching, she wasn't ready to hear that she is doing internal reference and mismatching. So that was an interesting case.
Yeah.
Okay, so who would like to do the coaching today and start out? We're gonna actually, what we're gonna do is we're gonna do the different kinds of questions again. So what we'll do is like two of you coach and you can alternate with questions. So do co-coaching and one of you is coached.
I'd like to
So
be coached.
you would like to be coached? Okay, great.
Yes.
So Holly and Pascal, you can do the
Yep, yes.
coaching.
That sounds
Okay.
great.
Awesome. Okay. And so Pascal, what out of like clarity questions, testing questions, well-formed outcome questions, which ones would you like to focus on? What is it, what kinds of questions would you like to learn?
You mean learn better?
Learn better, yeah.
I think the ones I clarity questions are the ones I'm working on.
Okay.
I mean, the other ones are fine. Yeah.
Okay, so
It's hard for me to focus on one set, but I can just focus on one.
yeah, so I'll you can ask clarity questions, and I would say like the VAK questions. And then Holly, what I'd like you to do is to do the well-formed outcome questions in combination with checking and testing. And
Okay.
if it's appropriate, both of you can do meta questions.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we'll do like 15 minutes first, and then we'll have a little debrief, and then we'll do another 15 minutes.
Okay.
Christian, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. So Holly, you can take.
Hi, Kristen. I'm coaching you today with a focus upon the WFO questions. I'm wondering what is it you would like to work on today?
I have a problem when I am just like I am now, sitting in my chair in my home office, to decide which thing is gives me the more gratifying result. I have four very specific goals in my life. I restrain them, which is learning coaching, learning Czech language, drawing, and practicing Tai Chi.
Okay.
So practicing Tai Chi is outside. So I have about in those three things, I tend to begin by the easiest and not the most gratifying thing.
Okay. So if I
So.
heard you correctly, Kristen, you're trying to decide of the four things you listed, language, learning coaching, growing in Tai Chi, which is the most gratifying.
Yes.
So if you knew which one of these is the most gratifying,
Yeah.
is it deciding which one is the most gratifying?
No, I cannot. In each thing, there is things that are gratifying, which are taking the hard part before, and then the easiest part before.
Okay.
And I just cannot make that choice because I do not know how I can choose what's the most gratifying,
Can
even find.
I ask a question about that? It's not clear to me what gratifying means to you. What does it mean to myself for either of these four things to be gratifying or any of them?
Gratifying means for me that I will have the strongest satisfaction in the long term.
And how? What's the long term for you?
Well, long term is, let's say, a few months. I'm between immediately and easy, and in a few months I will have achieved my goal.
So that means in a few months you will feel what, or see what, or hear what? What will it be that you've done that you experience?
Well, I will see that I've succeeded in that thing. For example, in drawing, I want to make an exhibition. For coaching, I want to validate the whole ACMC. And for Czech language, I need to take an exam.
So for coaching, you need to do what? I didn't understand that part.
I took again the ACMC,
and
ACMC. I didn't validate all the items. So with a new testing with a, how is it the name, the chart of.
So you'd like to be tested again and be benchmarked in the ACE on that training? Is that what that means?
No, I'd like to reach the 2.5 on each items with the new criterias.
Okay, so you will have reached 2.5 in the few months, or you will have done an exhibit.
Yes.
I'm not sure these are either, or you will have passed a Czech exam.
Yes.
So if I can talk right here, Kristen, what is it you would like to work on today that's going to move you forward towards your goal of deciding which, if that is your goal of deciding which one is going to be the most gratifying?
Well, I need to decode the strategy that I'm using for not choosing or choosing the easiest.
Okay. So for today, is that what you'd like to work on, is your strategy for how you don't choose and
yes.
choose?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And Femke, if I heard you right, is Pascal doing the VAK on that?
And the questioning, and the meta-questioning, and the clarifying.
And clarifying, yeah.
Okay, so which of these strategies would you like to work on? The not deciding or the deciding?
How I do not decide, so I can stop that pattern.
Okay. So do you have a specific context of one of these categories that you would like to work on? Or do you have a specific example?
Yes, the context is the same for the three ones, which is I am in my home office. I'm sitting in front of my computer, and I need to choose what I'm doing then.
Okay.
Holly?
Yes.
What is the outcome that he wants?
Well, he wants to talk about the strategy of how he doesn't decide which one is the most gratifying.
Okay, so what is the present state of the outcome right now?
He's not deciding.
Okay, so the present state would be that he doesn't have a strategy. He doesn't know the strategy.
He doesn't know the strategy.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's what you're going to take down the funnel is, I don't have a strategy right now, but I want a strategy. And so this is where Pascal would be able to ask questions. What specifically do you mean with a strategy?
Okay.
So this is what kind of conversation is this?
So it's about... Does he have a strategy? So that would be steps and stages, wouldn't it? If he's not doing it or doesn't have one, and it's discovering it.
He does have a strategy, but he wants clarity on it.
Yeah, so it's a clarity conversation. Yeah.
So then what it becomes is not so much about the strategy itself. That becomes part of the coaching after you've got the outcome. Right now, all you want to know, okay, so what is a strategy? What is it that you don't know about the strategy? And how are we going to know by the end that you've got clarity on that?
Okay.
So I would say Pascal first asks questions about the strategy, like what specifically is it, so that then you can understand a bit more about the outcome and take that down the funnel.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just ask a few questions around the strategy.
Okay.
First, you said, what do you believe about something having to be easy? You said you wanted to choose the one that was easiest. What does that mean?
Something that is easy means something I can start easily, which doesn't involve any mental effort to get into something to do.
So, so when you think of these items, and you talked about four of them, and just and described three of them,
mm-hmm.
right now, how do you go about deciding when you think of doing them? You think you just need to start easy? Is that what you're saying? You just need to have a strategy for being able to start easily?
Yes. So starting easily, for example, is taking my I'm drawing on a tablet. It's taking my a special pen to draw on tablet and draw without any intent. Just drawing, doing a figure, drawing something, and not drawing something which is in, about my exhibitions or about the lessons I'm taking.
So a strategy is about is it about this? You talked about the content of doing one of the particular things, but is it deciding among the things of which to start with? Is that what it means?
I guess I'm not deciding. In fact, I am just following. Maybe it will look silly. I'm just following what my hand is doing. So my hand grabs my pen. So I begin to do something about it, and it looks like I'm not making any decision, or maybe I'm making a decision of not making a decision, something like this.
So what do you believe about not making a decision?
It's harder. Making a decision is hard for me, in my personal context.
So what do you believe about making a decision? It's harder?
Would you say again your question?
So I asked, what do you believe about making a decision? And you're saying it's harder. What's harder?
It's hard. It requires a strong effort to make a decision when I'm alone for myself.
Pascal?
Yes.
I'm just going to interrupt you for a moment because this is really, it sounds like, did you notice that this is where the energy, like the voice of Christian
yes.
changed?
Yes. It's slower.
Mm-hmm.
When he
said it's harder.
It sounds like it's the feeling you might feel when he makes a decision, when he tries to make a decision. But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like that, didn't it? So
when he's by himself.
Right, exactly. And so this would be a great moment to feed that back to him and then ask the testing question, is this what we really need to be is this what we need to be talking about in the session? Mm-hmm. That it's hard for you to make a decision, and then you can loop that back with Holly to the what question.
Okay,
what do you want to get? Yeah.
So again, is this difficulty, or is this situation where it's hard to make a decision when you're by yourself something you want to talk about in this session?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Hey, Holly.
Okay. Thanks. I wasn't sure how co-coaching worked.
Me neither. So we'll work it together.
Oh, great. So, Kristen, so what you'd like to talk about in this session here today is that it's harder to make a decision when you're
yes.
alone? Okay.
Yes, there's something about the energy that it's taking to me, I don't know if it's correct English, to make a decision. it looks like a tremendous effort to choose and to make a decision for myself about myself.
Okay. Oh, decision about yourself by yourself. Okay. If you were able to make this decision by yourself, what would that look like?
It looks like carrying a hot, heavy weight.
Okay.
Like moving a very heavy object.
Okay. So it's like carrying a weight and a heavy object. Femke, I'm a little bit stuck here.
Okay.
Because I feel like, okay, if I'm going to use the WFOs, I feel like it's the opposite and that we're in the problem state over here. And so
So Pascal asked it like...
I was yeah, good.
A testing question, is that what we need to be talking about today?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yes. So then you can leave it up to Christian because you don't have a new what yet.
Okay.
So then you ask that question again. So now that you know this, you feed that back, make an acknowledgement. So Christian, what happens is in these contexts, you choose the easiest to do because making a decision for you is hard.
Mm-hmm.
To do that by yourself. And so then what is it? Then you just ask, so now knowing that, what do you want to get out of today's session?
Okay.
And then you take that down the funnel, or you ask some more. What you can also do is ask some more questions about how specifically is this hard for you? And he may know, he may not know.
Okay. Okay. So, Kristen, carrying this heavy weight and making this decision by yourself, how is that hard for you?
How it's hard for me? It's a good question. How it's hard. It looks like I'm avoiding to making an effort. And at the same time, I'm realizing that making a decision is not making the effort.
Okay.
Making a decision is a step before starting something where there's maybe an effort.
Okay. So
when you talked about feeling a heavy weight.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you felt that? What did you see or feel, other than what did you see or hear when you were doing that? That had that feeling of heavy weight. That using that metaphor.
I see myself carrying a big object, like a weight.
Mm-hmm. And you just see yourself through your eyes, or do you actually see yourself carrying the weight?
I see myself carrying the weight. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there anything else in the picture? Is it just you and the weight? A big object?
I do not see the ground. It looks like I'm floating.
Ah, so you're floating.
Hmm.
And do you hear anything? Any voices, or do you hear yourself saying anything?
It's too heavy for me, but it's not at the first thing. It could be when I'm thinking about what I'm seeing, I hear something.
And when you think about what you're seeing, what do you hear?
When I'm thinking about what I see, what I hear, I hear myself saying it's too heavy for me.
And how does that feel when you hear yourself saying that?
It feels even heavier.
And as you keep saying that, it feels heavier?
Heavier. Yes. And it looks like I need to leave the weight go down.
Is there anything else you realize about this? Feeling this weight and realizing it must go down?
Yes, when I leave it down, I can make that decision. It looks like it's just making a decision. It's not about doing something. It's a bit confused.
So you realize you can decide something without having to do something beyond that?
I can make the decision of doing something, yes.
Okay.
Well, I would say, in other words, making a decision does not seem heavy anymore.
Okay, that's good that you feel that
okay.
way.
Okay, Kristen, so now that you realize that making a decision doesn't seem heavy anymore, what is it that you'd like to get out of this session here today?
My criteria of making that decision.
Okay, so you'd like to know what your criteria are for making a decision. Do you know what your criteria are?
I'm just going to interrupt here for a moment.
Okay.
This is a really great example of where someone's state shifted.
Mm-hmm.
In the coaching session, we still want to know, is Christian? Now, let me first ask, what was the difference that allowed Christian to go from making a decision is hard to making a decision is easy? What did Christian do?
Well, he let the weight down, and
exactly.
He left it down.
Exactly.
And then he realized that just making a decision is not effort, and then that's when he said it. That it was easy to do, that it wasn't hard anymore.
Right. So first it was about the decision being hard. It's not the actual doing it. That was an insight that Christian had. And then he dropped the weight. So,
mm-hmm.
But we don't know whether if he's going to be in a situation in the future, whether that weight's still going to be there.
Oh.
So all that we now know is that the weight makes a difference. We've tested that out. So that would be the present state has been that he has that weight. We don't know if that weight has actually changed when he is triggered by something.
Okay.
So what triggers this? What is this weight? What is it? So we know that it is a weight. How heavy is it? What does it represent? I'm asking questions about that so that we can really kind of figure out, so is this the not having the weight and dropping the weight, is that the state that you want to get? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So is that like going back and asking him, is he now able to just make a decision about which is the most gratifying?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And then you want to bring that into like a specific context. So if tomorrow something comes up, are you now able to drop the weight, and then you want to make that ecological, because that weight might be saying something for him. It might be, there might actually be some value in there. So
mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that it's ecological. And if that's okay, then you can move on. But you really want to test that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Fim,
go ahead.
Do you want to?
Well, yeah, we didn't really stop at 15 minutes, but we were in a flow, so I just figured, okay, we'll just continue. So we'll do 15 more minutes.
Okay.
Then we'll wrap up and kind of reflect.
Okay. So, Kristen, now that you're aware that leaving the weight down and leaving it down makes a decision not hard anymore. Could you go into a time tomorrow where you might be sitting down at your chair making a decision on which task to do?
Would you say again the question about the weight? Sorry.
Can you go into a situation tomorrow where you're
yes.
sitting down in your office in your chair, and you have four tasks to do? Are you able to make a decision about which one is going to be the most gratifying?
Yes. Yes, okay. And at the same time, I'm realizing that for me, doing something is work, and work is tiring, and that, in fact, the weight was a kind of metaphor of being tired, and that I call anything to do, it's work. So it looks like I believe that doing things I'm choosing will be work, and work is tiring. Kind of loop that is running in my head that I discovered just leaving the weight as a metaphor. So I found what was limiting me in making that decision. I was avoiding the idea of doing something because it looked like working.
Okay.
So I can now make easier my decision, yes.
Okay, and you can easily make your decision now because it's more like what?
It's more like it's going to be fun.
Okay.
So what can be the most gratifying and the most fun now?
Okay. And is there, does this fun that is going to be fun and gratifying, is that ecological for you?
That's even an insight. It can be gratifying and fun.
Okay.
It's something, a new idea for me.
Okay. Okay. Pascal, you want to take it from here?
So, given what you've discussed so far, what is it? What addition do you want to work? What in addition might you want to work on right now in this session?
That frame of mind that I have, that work must be hard and is tiring. In fact, I'm realizing when I'm saying that is it can be true, but it's not always true.
So what does work mean to you? When you think of work, what does it mean to you?
Work means something I need to do, something I have to, something I need to, even if I chose it. Looks like when I choose something to do, it becomes I need to do, and it becomes work.
Ah, so just choosing something makes it a need to do, and that makes it work?
Yes.
And what do you believe about that? That sequence. Choosing, need, work.
It's a kind of paradox, because choosing should brings me joy that I'm leading my own life, I'm making my own choice, it looks like I'm transform it into something hard to avoid it.
So, are you avoiding joy?
Oh, That's possible. Yeah, something like work cannot be joyful. If it's joyful, it's not work. Or if it's joyful, it's not, I don't know, it's not something good. It's not something that is valuable.
Does this remind you of something in your past?
Oh, yes. My parents.
Ah.
Oh, something I don't know how to translate in English. It would be something you must win your bread with the sweat of your forehead. I don't know the equivalent in English.
I think that's clear. Do you believe that now?
No. Well, yes, I do believe it.
Okay.
But it's stopping me. I need to change that. I need to let that go.
So in this session, you'd like to let that belief go?
Yes.
Okay. Holly?
Okay. So, Kristen, you'd like to let that belief go, that you win your bread with the sweat of your forehead. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And do you know how to let that go?
Yes, I can do it now.
Oh, okay. And do you know what you want to change that belief to?
Yes, that belief would be to, I'm choosing what I do and it makes me grow as a person.
Okay, so choosing what you do makes you grow as a person.
Yes.
Okay. And how is this win your bread with the sweat of your forehead, how is that not working for you?
How is that? Sorry, I did not hear the end of the sentence.
I think I'm going to change my question to, so changing this belief from win the bread with the sweat of your forehead to choosing what to do makes growing as a person. Okay. If you had this, what would I be seeing?
I would see my goals as my goal. When I say my goal, it looks like a big target in my head, and it would put the targets higher and more attractive.
Okay.
More brighter.
Okay. So in your head, you would see your goals as bigger and higher?
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
And then I have a relief in my body about I'm a relief that makes me feel more straight on my chair. And a feeling that I'm on the way of my growth.
Okay. So you'd be straight in your chair and you'd be feeling,
yes,
that you're on your way to your growth. Is there anything,
yes,
that you would be saying to yourself?
No, it's just something I'm feeling. I just did at the same time. I just stood straighter on my chair just now when I did that.
Okay. And why do you want this?
And what?
Why do you want this new belief of choosing what you do makes you grow as a person? Why is that important?
Oh, why it's important. It's important because it's an internal reference. I do not depend on other on making the decisions.
Okay.
I make a decision about myself for myself.
Okay. 2 minutes left.
And would you like to take it from here, Pasco?
So when you want to make a decision, when you say it's an internal reference, so is it? Why is that important to make it for yourself?
It's important because I tend to undervalue the decision I make for myself compared to the attractions of everything outside of me. So I lack, in that context, self-discipline.
So I heard you say it's important because you lack something. So it's what would you want instead of lacking?
I'm sorry, there was cutting the. What do I gain about?
Yeah, what would you want instead of feeling that you lack something? Mm-hmm. What do you want? What's important instead of that? Instead of feeling you lack something, what's important about maybe gaining something? What would you gain?
It's about winning on myself. It looks strange to say that.
Winning on yourself?
Winning on myself, yes.
Okay. And when you think of that, how do you feel?
The idea of winning on myself?
Yes.
That I would stop self-sabotaging myself.
Okay. So winning on yourself will prevent self-sabotaging yourself.
Mm.
And is what we discussed earlier about having this problem about deciding, is that self-sabotaging?
Well, sure. Not deciding is self-sabotage. That's why I wanted to be coached about.
Okay.
Okay. Time is up.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Christian, for allowing yourself to be coached. Christian, what are your next steps now?
Oh, my next step is to. There are some limiting beliefs that emerged as I was talking,
mm-hmm.
and I need to explore them and clean or change them. I was surprised to say things that I was not realizing that were running in the back of my head.
Right. Yep. Yeah, nice. So you've now grabbed hold of it so that you can change it.
Yes.
Very good. All right. So thanks, Holly and Pascal as well. So Holly, what insights did you get from this coaching session?
Well, if I follow the person's energy, and do more checking of like for future context tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
When you're deciding this, can you let the weight down? Is it ecological? It's the sense, I get the sense of the value of really continuing to grow and learning how to ground the person in a context by asking the testing questions and the checking questions, and that gets I think better information that goes up higher into the meanings,
mm-hmm.
it narrows the funnel down.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I learned. It's hard to do, actually. Not impossible.
Getting easier?
Yeah.
So yeah, and that's the whole thing about you know, grabbing hold of what is it specifically that we are working on, because now you were both kind of like taking it down the funnel with like the highest, well, up until now, the highest frame that we have found for Christian, that, and that is the leverage point, because that's going to make it easy for him to make decisions.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah. Pascal, what is your biggest takeaway from this?
Oh, one of the major takeaways is that I remember you saying a while ago that when someone uses a metaphor, elicit the strategy.
Yeah.
So when I heard the metaphor, I said, "Oh, good. Good time to test it."
Exactly, and that was really powerful.
Yeah, that enabled me at least start asking more meta questions.
Yeah.
And with Holly going back and forth, we could narrow things down as we went down that path.
Exactly. Yeah, and the meta questions really helped to tease out the higher frames, and you know, what does that represent? If there's a weight, what does that weight represent? And then does it remind you? That was also a great meta question. Does it remind you of something in your past? Oh yeah. You know, there was like that immediate and then from there you even got to that kind of like the rule about like the work
win your bread.
Yeah, win your bread with the sweat of your forehead. And that would have been actually a great thing to kind of just feed back. Like so you have to win the bread with the sweat of your forehead. Yes. Okay, so how's that working for you?
He gave a hint in the beginning when he said he wanted to do by himself about himself by himself.
Right.
It was the sounded to me like it was an external reference.
Right.
And he wanted more of an internal reference.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which
that would have been great.
Thought about as it went along.
That would have been a great thing to pick up on. So I hear you say this. Does this have to do with internal reference and just checking? He may not see that yet at that point,
right?
But you can certainly check it.
Yeah, well, you're welcome.
yeah.
And nice. I did hear you sniffling. I wasn't sure, and I didn't have a chance to ask about that, you know, unless you have a cold. But I thought maybe what we were saying was very emotional at one point.
Was it Christian?
Yeah. I something that I've discovered with the power of co-coaching. I was a bit scared that I would lose something, but in fact, it made it was like much stronger than one person coaching. Hmm. The fact that the question were the testing and the clarity of one thing and the other one, it really shook me, but in a good way.
Hmm.
And it's I'm really surprised of how powerful it's feeling about the questions.
Nice. Yeah.
I never realized it. It's the first time I experienced it as a coach, being coached, and it really seems powerful. Yeah.
So you were both being grounded, and the grounding could have been even more, but there was a lot of grounding, and then also going higher up the levels so that you really get to the leverage point. And that's what happens when you bring all of the skills together of clarity, questions, testing, and checking, and then taking it down the funnel and the whole loop. So really well done, Holly and Pascal.
Thank you.
Nice. How did that feel?
Co-coaching?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for myself, because I can't see Pascal, I wasn't quite sure when to come in with my part of asking the WFO. So it's really helpful. Seemed like we got on a groove there of working as a team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That became easier.
Nice.
Yeah, I was conscious of trying not to interrupt until there was a point in which I could say something that.
Yeah, very good.
May I add something?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think what was important that the frame you put that only puts this kind of questions and Pascal the other kind of questions.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what made the power of a co-coaching in that situation.
Yeah. It would actually, like, next time be interesting, like, if one person gets to do the grounding and the other person gets to do finding the leverage and going up into the, like, into the meta levels.
Yeah.
It's good practice, too. It's good practice to listen for. It's like when you're assessing someone, it's good practice to listen for opportunities to ask these particular questions.
Exactly. That's why we do this kind of practice in the mentoring program rather than just doing a coaching session, because you really focus on, like, specific skills and integrating those. That really makes a difference. So we'll alternate with getting a strategy session and doing this kind of co-coaching, and I'm going to figure out some more ways to practice the skills.
Yay!
Yes. All right, so this was the last call of this year. We're going to be back, I think it's January 14th or something.
Mm-hmm. January
14th.
Was it 14th?
Yeah. The 14th of January, same time.
Yeah, it's a month from now.
It's a month.
I have one question, though. Yep. In this week's integrating, there's a skill builder that I'm working on, integrating axis of change.
Yeah.
Will you be sending this video on that, or have I got it already?
Let me see.
You'll be receiving a video on how I have integrated the axis of change.
Oh, yes, I have to send that to you.
Okay, that would be good.
Yep. So you'll be getting that from me.
Get something to do over the next few weeks.
Yes, exactly. Very good. All right, so I'll be sending that to you, Pascal.
Okay, thank you.
Meantime, if you have any questions, you can always post them on the Facebook group or mm-hmm. just email me.
Okay.
I'm also going to send you, Pascal, an email about a meeting for solutions tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? No, Friday.
No, Friday. Yeah,
yeah. So that works for me.
Okay, good. I thought Fridays might be better for you.
Yeah.
Your weekly rituals.
So anyway, I want to wish you a really wonderful Christmas, everyone, and a happy new year. And I look forward to working together in 2015 and taking your skills to a whole new level.
Me too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.